Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I
Yes.
have a potential claimant on the phone to transfer to you.
Okay, perfect.
I just sent her information to you.
I do see it. Is it
Wait a.
ECEA?
Yes, ma'am. Adams Ecia. And it's
Yes.
Adams ADAMS.
Phone number 312-715-4053.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and
Perfect.
transfer her, okay?
Thank you so much.
Miss Adams, you're in good
Yes.
hands. I'm transferring you now. Take care.
Hi, Miss Adams. So I will be assisting you further. My name is Denise on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Daniel.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an attorney?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Okay, you have not, and you are willing to affirm. Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer? It would have to be endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Yes, uterine.
Uterine. I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that. How long ago was that?
Well, I got diagnosed last year with it.
Last year?
Yeah, I got diagnosed last year.
Oh, wow. How are you doing presently?
I'm okay. It's more mental now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm glad that you're taking care of it. It's better to know than not to know. So I'm glad that you know now, you're aware, and you're taking action as far as treatment, I'm sure. And as far as the claim, we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just confirming. And then when were you diagnosed with cancer? And you did mention 2023. We do need a.
September 30th, 2023, I was diagnosed.
2023. Okay, so let me put that in there. September 20th or 30th. Did you say 30th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
30th.
of 2023. And then do you have the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes.
Okay, I
Doctor
have.
MIA Song, SONG.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Dr. M.I.
A Song, SONG.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
F-O-N-G. Okay. And then what state was that in?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. Got it. So let's see. I'm looking her up now. Dr. Mia Fong, correct?
Song, yes, SONG.
Yeah, F as in Frank, O-N-G.
No, S as in Sam.
Oh, got it. Okay. I kept hearing F. Okay, I did pull her up here. Dr. Mia Song, MD, Chicago, Illinois, gynecology. And then let me copy and paste her information. I have an address that came up at 30 North Michigan Avenue, Suite 300, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have a phone number, 847-498-0690.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And then Illinois. Okay. Perfect. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Well, every 8 weeks, guaranteed, I got a relaxer.
Every 8 weeks.
So, yes.
So I do need to put a number. How many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? So if it was every 8 weeks, that would have been how many times monthly would you say? Every 8 weeks, that would be once?
Every 2 months. Once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me see. One second here. Okay. And then, are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And then, can I get your date of birth, please?
March 7,
1988. March 7,
1998. 88, I'm sorry. 88.
March 7. Okay. And I know these questions may sound redundant, but I do have to ask them. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know of any friends or family members that we can also assist that have been injured by the hair relaxers?
No, no, ma'am.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer? What year? We can start with the year.
2013.
Okay, 2013. And we do have to put an actual date. So would that be summer, winter, spring?
It was in June of 2013, my first hair relaxer when I was a stuff that summer. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. So June of 2013, would that be June 7th, 10th, 20th?
No, we can put the 7th. June
okay.
7th.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So June 7th of 2013. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
September 2023.
Okay. September of 2023. Okay, and then we do have to put an actual date. Can we put the 7th?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And then you said it was once every 2 months, because the next question is asking how often did you use apply these products, weekly, monthly, four times per year?
Every 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxers for?
10 consecutive years.
How many? I'm sorry?
10 years.
10. Okay. Yeah, 13 until 2023. Okay. 10 consecutive years. And then, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And If the chemical straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
The beauty supply store on 47.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry, the beauty supply store on 47th Street.
Beauty supply store on 47th Street. Okay. And then, if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. Do you have that information, Ms. Adams?
It was at Shine Beauty on 1400 East 47th Street,
1400 East 47th Street. Okay.
Suite C, Chicago, Illinois 60653.
Chicago, Illinois. And did you say it was Shine Beauty?
Yes.
Okay, I found a Shiny Beauty Supply.
Yeah, that's why I purchased.
Okay. So this is when it was done professionally, you went to Shiny Beauty Supply. Is that correct? Or
Yes, because
okay.
they have a beauty, they had a beauty shop there.
Got it. Let me just enter this information. And then phone number. Okay. And then what name brand products did you use?
Just for me, she's dark and lovely. But
Just
just
for
for me, my major
dark and
product
lovely.
that I use.
Just for me. What's the main one? Okay. I wrote it in the notes as well. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the uterine cancer?
You said what type of treatment?
Yes.
Well, you know I had a hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy. Okay.
Yeah.
When was
Chemotherapy, thanks.
chemotherapy? Okay. Hysterectomy. And then when was the treatment date?
Oh, the treatment. Shit. I got diagnosed in
Ninth.
September. I got treated. What I say, October?
Okay.
No, November of 2023. My first treatment.
Okay. So let's put November of 2023. We do need to put an actual date. A guesstimate is fine. Would that be middle, beginning, end?
The beginning.
Okay. 11/5 of 2023. And then, as far as your treating doctor, I know earlier you mentioned Dr. Mia Song, but who treated you for
That's the
the
doctor.
uterine cancer? Would that be the same doctor or a different doctor?
The same exact doctor.
Okay. Let me enter this information. Okay. And then, can you please confirm your gender for the recording? We have to ask.
I'm a female,
And your marital status?
single.
Okay. And then let me just enter your name in this section. 1 second here. Adams. Do you have a middle initial, Miss Adams?
Yes, L as in Larry.
Okay. And then we do require a social security in order for the law firm to match your medical records to your social. So whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
You need my full social security number or the 8072?
I mean, full would be ideal. If you're uncomfortable as of now, I can just accept the last four.
8072.
Okay, 8072. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I have an email address on file, babyjustinhoward08@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Phone number 312-715-4053. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that is a mobile number?
Yes.
Your contact preference, would that be a phone call, text message, or email? This is for the law firm to know.
Phone call is fine.
Okay. And then best time of the day, morning, afternoon, or evening? I have to pick what?
Afternoon is fine.
Okay. And then can I get your address, please?
430 East 40th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60653, apartment C as in cat.
Apartment C as in cat. Okay. It did come up as 430 East 40th Street, Chicago, Illinois, apartment C as in cat, 60653. Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Adams?
Actually, not on file, not on hand, but I can definitely contact my doctor or healthcare provider.
Okay, perfect. And for whatever reason, if the law firm were to request for you to provide them, would you be able to provide them email or electronically, I should say, or mail or both?
Both.
Okay. And then, Ms. Adams, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Well, my emergency contact right now will be my son, but he's underage, so it will be my mother.
Okay. Does your mother live apart from you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your mother's first name?
Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Nooner, N-O-O-N-E-R.
Pamela. And then her last name, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Nooner, N-O-O-N-E-R.
Okay, N-O-O-N-E-R, okay. And then, her phone number?
773-270-7045.
Okay, 773-270-7045. Perfect, so... It looks like we're pretty much done here. I'm just going to review everything one last time with you to make sure that there are no typos. If anything sounds wrong, please let me know, and I will correct it immediately, okay? But before we do that, give me one quick second here, okay? I'll be right back with you. Okay, I'm back. So I'm going to review everything. Please let me know if anything sounds wrong and I'll correct it, okay? You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with a law firm, with another law firm. and you were diagnosed with uterine cancer. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with uterine 9/30/2023.
Ovarian, I'm sorry.
Oh, you said ovarian, not uterine?
Right, ovarian. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, okay, no problem. Let me change that, and I'm glad we're going over everything again. Did they give you a subtype for the ovarian?
Yes, clear cell.
Clear cell, okay. Clear cell carcinoma, okay. I went ahead and changed that, Ms. Adams, and we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The diagnosis date, 9/30/2023. And let's see, let me keep scrolling down. I have a date of birth of 3/7/1988. And then you did use hair relaxers in Illinois, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you started 6/7/2013. You stopped 9/7/2023. You used hair relaxers for about 10 consecutive years, both home and salon, just for me and Dark and Lovely. And as far as your treatment, you mentioned hysterectomy and chemotherapy for the ovarian cancer. Treatment date, November 5th of 2023. And then I have your name as ECEA, middle initial L as in Lima, last name ADAMS, last four of your social 8072. And then your email we confirmed earlier, babyjustinhoward08@gmail.com. And that's a zero, right? 08. I should say 08 instead of 08.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then phone number 312-715-4053. That's a cell phone number. I have an address of 530 East 40th Street, Chicago, Illinois. Apartment C as in cat, 60653.
No, the address is 430.
430. Yeah, that's what I have on here. Did I say something else?
5:30.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have 4:30. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. So 4:30 East 40th Street, Apartment C, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. Okay. Then we have everything else as far as your emergency contact, your medical information. So now that we have everything and everything looks good, everything sounds good?
Yes, ma'am.
Accurate? Okay. So I will be sending you a DocuSign to your email now. Let me just log in really quickly. Okay. So you should be receiving that in your email shortly. Please let me know when you do receive it. And then I will stay on the phone with you in case you need assistance with signing. Let me know if you need my help, okay?
A review document. Drop rate, I agree to use electronically.
Yes.
Okay. I'm done.
You're done. Okay. Let me review everything really quickly while I still have you on the phone to make sure that everything looks good, Miss Adams. Okay, perfect. Everything looks great. So, what will happen now, Miss Adams? I will be sending you my information through a text message so you have my direct line in case anything comes up and you need my assistance. Also, I will be sending you the law firm's information. I would say give them about a week for them to reach out to you. If you don't hear from them within a week, you're more than welcome to call them, provide them with your information, and they'll look you up and give you an update on your case, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you still have any issues getting a hold of them, you're more than welcome to call me directly and I can get them on the line for you.
Right.
I wish you the
Thank you.
best, Miss Adams. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy holidays, okay?
Yeah. So much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.